This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good Sunday morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Holler, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. Speaking of real, baby, we got real NBA action, buddy. NBA playoffs are here. 68 days of play-in and or playoff basketball. Are you kidding me, people? Gotta love it. And guess what? NHL hockey, not gonna be outdone, baby. Not gonna be outdone at all, because guess what? Playoff action is right around the corner with those guys too. Gotta love this time of the year. And guess what, Mike Wilson? The boys of summer are off and rolling and rocking, and my Milwaukee Brew Crew, how in the hell are they doing what they're doing? We'll find out from John Poulter in a few minutes, but holy hell, brother. What a week, what a day. NBA playoffs are here, bro.
Yes, they are. NBA playoffs are here, and it was a good start, I guess, yesterday for my Boston Celtics. Even though I did not like the second half effort, they still won, so you know, it's all good, but I'm still looking forward to that crash course meeting. I think that you and I are headed towards Milwaukee and Boston, dude. We got the NFL draft. We got free agency. Are the Packers going to make this deal or not? I mean, and boys of summer, man, there is a ton going on, so let's get to it.
Absolutely. Keep it close, everybody. On the other side, our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it up on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough with the phones already. Put them down and pay attention, or pay the price. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Much to talk about in the sports world. We're lucky enough to be joined in a moment here by our professor of sports, John Poulter. We're going to talk hockey and we're going to talk baseball. Have we got John? John, are you with us? Okay. Mike, are you with me?
I am here, buddy.
Okay. So have we got John Poulter with us?
I am here.
All right. Hey, you know what? It's the beauty of radio. You never know how things are going to turn out and how things are going to work out. But when there's a will, there's a way. And holy cow, John, it's hard for me not to want to talk about the Milwaukee Brewers right now. And it's tough. They've got great pitching. We know that. And that's how they do this. But they're going to lose all those guys eventually. So it's like so depressing to be a Milwaukee Brewer fan. But that's a whole nother story. We got NHL hockey playoffs to talk about. So I'm going to leave this to you. Like, where do you want to start, my friend?
Well, I thought we might start with the hockey playoffs. That time of season, key time of the year in the hockey world. Final regular season games were played on Friday night, and Colorado needing to win on Friday night in Nashville to take the Central Division. They did that. That Central Division has been a great race for the last, I'm going to say, 3 or 4 weeks. The three teams we've known are going to finish first, second, or third, being Dallas, Minnesota, Colorado. It was just a question of whether Dallas or Colorado would win the division. They kept trading games, and they didn't seem to ever play on the same night. So it was kind of like musical chairs in terms of who was going to win that division. And Nathan MacKinnon showed us what he is all about by scoring a hat trick in the deciding game, including the winning goal with about a minute and a half to play. Obviously getting himself ready for the playoffs. Colorado, we've said it many, many times, you're a champion until somebody beats you. And I still think that they have the best chance to beat the Boston Bruins, and we've kind of talked about that a few times. I'm still impressed with that Colorado team. One of the big issues they're going to have there is that we now know that Gabriel Landeskog is not going to play at all this season. That's a huge loss for them, but they've done pretty well all season without him. The big worry probably is defenseman Cale Makar, who is, in my mind, the best defenseman in the league, certainly the best defenseman still in the playoffs. Erik Karlsson, of course, with the San Jose Sharks, not a qualifying team. I just think they have to get Makar back. He runs the game. He's good on the power play. He's going to be a key addition for Colorado if they can get him back. But I still think Colorado is too good for the rest of the Western Conference.
You know, it's pretty crazy when you think about Colorado, obviously coming off of their Stanley Cup championship. And we talk about this in other sports. You know, there's like a hangover period, right? And I kind of feel like, you know, they went through that period, John, a little bit. And then all of a sudden, they knew that they had to get to business. And so what did they do? They put things together and bam, they're on top of the Central and they're ready to go for the postseason. So did you feel like they had a little hangover at any point throughout the season? And did you feel like they snapped out of it the same way I did?
Yeah, I think it's two things, Andy. I think it's what you've mentioned, the hangover. The long season always tends to drag over into the next one because it's not only the fact that the season is long when you win a championship, it's the celebrations and the carryover, the short postseason, the emotional hangover that you get. That was a big part of it. But to me, the biggest part of it with Colorado was, and we've mentioned this a couple of times, they got off to a slow start simply because a lot of their better players were hurt or were not at 100%. Once those guys started to get healthy, it was like getting a trade addition without having to give up anything off your roster, and they came through. So I think it's a combination of a couple of things, and I think they're peaking at the right time, quite frankly. And I think that little race that they've had the last 3-4 weeks with Dallas and Minnesota has probably helped them, because we've often had that conversation of what is better, rest or rust. And I think this is a situation here where they've managed to avoid the rust by being in that competitive division. They've been in the playoffs for the last month, quite frankly. That's how close that race has been. So I don't think that's going to do anything other than help the Colorado team.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike.
Morning. Look, you know, we talk about Colorado, we talk about Boston just being so dominant, and, you know, Colorado being the defending champs, and I'm with you. Look, until you knock off the Avs, you know, the road's going to go through Colorado. You're going to have to deal with them until they're done. But having said that, where are some possible upsets that are going to occur maybe in this first round, or if any?
Well, you know, looking at who might be a good opposition for Colorado, I think Vegas are going to give them an awfully good run for their money, but I just, as the number one seed, obviously you can't look at Vegas as winning by an upset. I don't see Winnipeg beating Vegas, so I think that series is pretty much done. I know this will hurt you, but I don't see Seattle being Colorado. Dallas and Minnesota, that's kind of like a 1-1A. You know, only five points difference in the standings. I still have this feeling that Edmonton, although they are a better team than L.A. on paper, they're a more explosive team, it still wouldn't surprise me if the Los Angeles Kings took Edmonton in that series, in a long series. And I say that because Edmonton generally wins by scoring more goals as opposed to giving up less goals. We know that's the mode in the playoffs. I'm not so sure that Edmonton defensively and from a goaltending standpoint is that strong. I think L.A. could give them a good run for their money. If we look at the East, I don't see Florida upsetting Boston. I see the Islanders with a possibility of upsetting Carolina. The Islanders have been playing well lately, even though there was a 20-point difference in the standings at the end of the year. Toronto and Tampa is another one of those 1-1As, as is New Jersey and the New York Rangers. I think that New Jersey-New York Rangers series is going to get nasty, and I think it's going to be a long, hard series. Someone's going to survive that series as opposed to winning it. So In short, do I see any major upsets? No, I don't. Unfortunately, we're going to see some pretty good hockey teams eliminated in the first round. We're either going to see Toronto or Tampa out. We're either going to see New Jersey or the Rangers out. And we're either going to see Dallas or Minnesota out. So, you know, we're talking teams with upwards of 90, 95, 100 points exiting after the first round. That's when it will start to get very interesting when we get down to the last eight.
Gotta love playoff hockey action. We're speaking with John Poulter, professor of sports, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we're going to talk NHL hockey with him. Look, we never even mentioned all the different series. So I'm just going to run through them so people can kind of digest what you just said. Rangers are playing Carolina. Florida's playing Boston. Minnesota's playing the Dallas. Then you got the LA's playing Edmonton, as you just mentioned a moment ago. New York playing New Jersey. Tampa Bay, Toronto, Winnipeg, Vegas, and then Seattle playing Colorado. So yeah, this is my favorite time, obviously, with any sport, all of them, the playoffs, because it's a new season, a brand new season, if you will, right? So with load management in the other sports, I know they did it a little bit in hockey because we talked about it. How will that play a factor for some of these teams? Does it help them? Does it hurt them? Do you really not care?
I think it's I wouldn't say I don't care. I'm not convinced it's overly important. And the reason I say that is that you're playing good opposition every night in the playoffs. You're playing every second night, so everybody's into the same routine, and everybody's got the same travel schedule because you're obviously playing the same team for as many as seven games over 14 days. So nobody has a rest in terms of, I've had more travel than you have, therefore I'm going to be more tired. I just think that we're at that point now in the hockey season where the game changes. The game is no longer sort of run 'em, gun 'em type hockey. You're not going to see very many 8-5 hockey games. You're going to see a lot of 4-2, 3-2, 3-1, 2-1, 2-0. That's just the way playoff hockey has always been. Teams tend to sort of batten down a little bit as they get towards the playoffs, try and get themselves into that mode. And I think we've seen that, perhaps with the exception of the Florida Panthers. They were fighting for a playoff spot for almost the entire season, certainly the last 3 or 4 weeks. They put on a great push to get there, and then all of a sudden they lost their last two games, and that's not a good thing to be doing when you're going up against the Boston Bruins in the first round after the season that the Bruins had. Set a record for most wins, 65, set a record for most points as well. So not a good time to go into a slump. I just don't see Florida winning more than one game. If that series goes more than five games, I would be extremely surprised.
All right, so final question before we get to break. Who you got in the Stanley Cup Finals, and who's winning this thing?
I've gone with Boston and Colorado all season. I don't see any point in changing that now. I think that would be an awfully good series. It would be a six or a seven-game series. I think that's a pick 'em, quite frankly.
I'm going Vegas Knights and Boston, and I'm taking the Vegas Knights, baby. They got to come through for me one of these times. We got to take a break. We'll come back, and we'll talk baseball with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. By the way, always live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time every Sunday morning. Adjust your clock wherever the heck you might be in the world, because we know we get to all the different places, New Zealand, Australia. We're all over the place. So appreciate you listening to us on Sirius XM. Appreciate you listening to us on Sports Byline. Wherever you may be checking us out, we do appreciate it. We are talking with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We just got done talking NHL hockey. We are now going to shift gears and talk a little Major League Baseball, where it brings me nothing but delight, fellas, at this moment in time of the season to tell you that the Milwaukee Brewers are in first place in the National League Central. And the Chicago Cubs are in third. And the St. Louis Cardinals are in last. I wonder how long that will continue. I'm talking about the Cardinals. The Cubs, that might be right where they finish, or they are. I think the National League West is absolutely insane right now, because the Padres stink. Okay, like, what the heck is going on there, John? The Dodgers, I kind of think we knew the Dodgers would take a step back, right? I think we knew that. But holy hell, the Arizona Diamondbacks are leading that division right now? Are you kidding me, people? Come on now. Okay, and then you look at the East, you got the Atlanta Braves doing their thing. All the talk is about the Mets, right? Oh, it's the Mets, it's the Mets, it's the Mets. Well, there's the Braves once again, everybody. Okay, so that's what's going on kind of in the National League. Then you got the American League West, where I don't know what the hell's going on with the Houston Astros so far, but they're not really any good. And the Texas Rangers and the LA Angels are leading the way right now. I mean, come on. There's something in the water right now going on there, so I'm not sure what's up with that. The Central has Minnesota kind of back in charge. And if we remember last year, fellas, like, this was musical chairs between Minnesota, the Cleveland Guardians, and kind of the White Sox. They were hanging around there a little bit. And we've been talking about the White Sox for years. Like, when are they going to come around, right? So we'll see what happens in that one. But right now, Minnesota holding it down and kind of getting things back to where they've been for them over the past few years. And now let's talk about maybe the biggest story in baseball, right? The Tampa Bay Rays I thought they were going to go 162-0. I'm kidding, guys, obviously. But they did get out to that 13-0 start. And then all of a sudden, now they've lost two. That's baseball. That's sports. We know it. That's just kind of how it works. They got it going so well. And then, bam, they had a couple errors in a game. Like, they kind of played lousy. Like, it happens. We understand it, right? But right there behind them is your Blue Jays, John. So you got to feel good about that. And then the Yankees and everybody else, Baltimore and Boston, who I don't think we expect much out of. But it's been a weird, wild start to the baseball season. And the Rays, if I'm not mistaken, they already have as many home runs or something like in the first 13 games as they had, I don't know, 35 games into the year last year or something like that. So are the Rays legit? Are they going to run away with that division, or are they going to come down to earth?
Well, they're not going to run away with it. And to your point, we knew they weren't going to go 162-0. They're a good team. There's no question about it. You have to respect a 13-0 record to start the season. I will tell you that they've been in Toronto the last 2 days. I've had a chance to see both games on television. And the Blue Jays were a fair value for their win in both cases. Good hitting, good pitching, good defense. Tampa Bay getting none of the above. Walked in two runs on Friday night, walked in another run yesterday. Had a couple of errors in both games, and in each game, one of the errors cost them a couple of runs because it extended the inning a lot longer than it should have done. They, for the first time, I think, have probably played a team that is equivalent to them talent-wise. No disrespect to the teams that they had played in their first three or four series, but I think Toronto is the best team that they've played so far. And we're starting to see them now for what they are. They're a very strong team. We know that Tampa Bay is always in it because they always seem to come up with pitching from somewhere. They bring up every year. They bring up one or two guys that we've never heard of. We're not big on the prospect list, but all of a sudden, give them 150 innings and pitch well. That doesn't seem to change. I don't know where their pitching farm is, but it's certainly somewhere that they're growing these guys, and they're doing a very good job of developing what is the most important position in the game, in my opinion. But they got Sean McClanahan is going for them this afternoon against the Blue Jays. I think this will be a real test for the Blue Jays. I just think that this is going to be a season-long race. We've seen that the Blue Jays can hit. We've seen that the Rays can pitch. And Yankees are going to be hurt from, as we always know, at 9-6. I think Baltimore is on that borderline. If Baltimore can play the way they did the last 50, 60, 70 games last year, I think that's going to be a very, very close division. Twins are in first place in the Central, as you've mentioned. I still think that's a two-horse race between the Twins and the Guardians. I don't think we'll hear much from the White Sox. I'm certain we won't hear much from the Tigers and the Royals. The West is upside down. The Astros are one of the big disappointments to me. I've got a list here of disappointments. The Astros is one at 7-8, the Cardinals at 6-9. The Phillies are surprising me. I thought the National League champions were a better team than 5-10. San Diego is a mess, as you've pointed out. I'm not sure that's a team, quite frankly. I think it's a bunch of really good individuals, and I just don't see it gelling. The Dodgers, we knew were going to come back, as you mentioned, 8-7. And Seattle started slowly, 4-8, which really surprised me. Now they've gone into a three-game winning streak, so they're 7-8, so maybe they're on the road back. But, yeah, a bit of a crazy season, and kudos to your Brewers. They've been playing good baseball. They've been playing good teams. But, you know, let's not get carried away with anybody here that's doing very well or anybody here that's not doing well at all. It's still only April. We're about a tenth of the way through the season, if that. So lots of time for this to change, but it's certainly been an interesting first 3 weeks.
You know my slogan, and I know, Mike, you're going to jump in here. You know my slogan. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Go ahead, Mike.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I would absolutely agree with that statement as well. John, you know, what can we reasonably expect out of the Texas Rangers? Because Texas, they spent a bunch of money, like a quarter of a billion dollars on bringing guys in. They brought DeGrom in. They hired Bochy. You know, the new GM there, I think it's Chris Young, he's spending a lot of money. What's he going to get in return? What's your opinion on that?
I think they're going to be a lot more competitive. I still think they're a third-place team. I just don't see them catching up with the Astros once the Astros hit their stride. And I still think Seattle is a better team than we're looking at too, with a 7-8 record. So I still think the strength in that division is Houston and Seattle. I think Texas is sort of knocking on the door. I don't think the Angels are going to maintain the course that they're on. They started out reasonably well, but all of a sudden they've fallen back to 7-7. We know that the Oakland A's are in a huge rebuild, and you know, sitting there at 3-12, playing 200 baseball 15 games into the season, you have to think it's going to be an awfully long season in Oakland. I think we're going to see Texas play well, but I don't see a division title in Texas quite yet, Mike.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting, long, fun baseball season, and I have a good feeling about your Toronto Blue Jays for some weird reason, John. To go and take care of Tampa the way that they did, I understand it's really early, but they were riding that momentum, and they were feeling really good about themselves. And then, like you said, they played a team that's actually pretty good, and they got some fight, and they want to win, right? So Tampa's a good – we know they're good. And I think that that's going to be a really, really fun race to watch with the Blue Jays, the Yankees, and – on the outside, maybe looking in, the Baltimore Orioles, like, what are your expectations for them real quick? We only got a few seconds.
Well, Baltimore's doing it the right way. I mean, they've been doing it for a long time. That is building through the draft, and they've got some really good players, young players. Rutschman is the one that really impresses me. But I still think their pitching is a year or two away, and they're playing in a division, as you've pointed out, with three extremely strong, experienced, talented teams. So geography is a big piece of their problem.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, you can join us by calling us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. That's 1-800-878-7529. I've almost forgot the number there, Mike. I mean, crazy. I say it all the time, but I almost forgot it. Anyways, get at Mike on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion. Me, I'm Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports. All right, brother, so keep moving along with our theme. We were talking hockey. We were talking baseball. Now, I think we mentioned that we would talk about some NBA playoff action, right? And I do want to mention this to you and everybody else that's listening to us. Hour number two is going to be a lot of fun. We are going to have our good friend, Alex Raimundo. Some of you may or may not know that name. Part of the original Latin Kings of Comedy. And obviously a comedian. A really good friend of mine. When he comes to town, we usually get out on the tennis court. I run Alex around like crazy, and we have a lot of fun. We go to a show. We go hang out. We party. We do it all, man. Like, it's fun. So maybe, Mike, you'll be able to come join me and have some fun this time around. Have you met Alex? Yes? No? Maybe? Mike? You met him or no? I don't know if you have or you haven't.
No. Oh, yeah. No. I'm good. Just kind of hit the wrong button. But, no, I haven't met him yet. I would like to. I know that I'm busy next week, and so it kind of depends on when his show is. Maybe I could go or not. But, no, he sounds like a lot of fun. He sounds like a great guy, and I'm sure he is. His comedy is probably right in my wheelhouse. So I know I'd have a good time if I went to a show.
Absolutely. So we'll talk to Alex around 9:12 or so, 9:12 a.m. Again, adjust your dials. If you're in the central time zone, that's going to be a little bit after 11 o'clock. On the eastern time zone, that'll be a little afternoon. You're making the Dorfman work a little too hard right now, but hey, that's okay. All right, bro. Time to talk about some NBA hoops. Right? The playoffs are here. This is our time. This is fun. This is what it's all about. And we got, okay, so the play-in stuff was pretty freaking awesome. Let's say it the way it was,
yeah.
Okay? That stuff was pretty freaking awesome. You got 3 out of 4 games that were really, really entertaining, right? Then you had the first round of the playoffs get underway on Saturday. And, you know, I'm not surprised at the outcomes of the games, to be honest with you, Mike. And You're tough on those Boston Celtics, bro, because at the end of the day, dude, that was such a dominating performance. They put up 45 in the second quarter. The Hawks put up 25. Yeah. They've got a 20-point lead in that quarter. Obviously, they have a 10-point lead in the first quarter. They're up 30 freaking points, bro. Like, come on, dude. Take it easy, all right?
Right.
So they're up 30, and they wind up winning by 13, and you're stressing about it. But, dude, at the end of the day, that game was never in jeopardy, okay? So you want to talk about a dominating performance from start to finish. I think the Celtics delivered that. And you know who else delivered that? The Philadelphia 76ers, my friend. So with that being said,
yep,
I've got a really important message from my Milwaukee Bucks, who are going out later today, right? And they're going to play the Miami Heat, who are coming off of a victory over the Chicago Bulls. Who really cares about that? I ain't mad at you, but who cares, okay? These teams don't have a shot. But with that being said, could they steal game one? Sure. Why not? Why the heck not? Because you know what? Milwaukee's been sitting on the pine. They've been eating Doritos, and they've been watching TV, and they've been reading the clippings, and they've just been chilling out at home. And right now, the Milwaukee Bucks are the favorite, right? So they're not only are they the number one seed, but in Vegas, they're the number one seed, okay? And they're the top team. They're supposed to win this thing. And quite frankly, Mike, that's the way I feel about it. This is the Milwaukee Bucks to win or to lose this year. Okay, so with that being said, let's get back to Saturday. Philly did what I thought they would do. Boston did what I thought they would do. And quite frankly, I think we have ourselves a freaking awesome series between the Knicks and the Cavaliers. And I got the Knicks. And I said this before they won game one, okay? I don't think this is an upset at all. I think these two teams are extremely evenly matched, okay, first and foremost. And with Julius Randle able to get back out on the floor and play the way that he did, holy freaking hell. Jason Hart was awesome. Obviously, Jalen Brunson. Dude, how freaking dumb does Dallas look, my friend? Oh, my God. Dallas, are you a bunch of idiots or what? I ain't mad at you, but gosh darn it, you blew it, man. You had the team. Mark Cuban, you're a I got to stop, okay? Okay, so let's move on. And then we had the nightcap. The nightcap, baby.
Yep.
The Kings.
That was fun.
Yeah, Sacramento, you haven't had this in 20 freaking years, baby, and holy hell, did y'all deliver what, right? So the Kings came out, they balled out, they took care of Steph Curry and the Warriors, the reigning NBA champs, man. Everyone's talking about them, how they're going to walk all over this team. I got news for you, man. I got the freaking Kings winning this thing, bro. I got the Kings winning this thing, and if they don't, it's going to be a hell of a dogfight, okay? So day one, I think we got exactly what we thought we were going to. I don't think the Hawks have a chance. I don't think the Nets have a chance. I think the Knicks and the Cavs is going to be a great one. And I think the Warriors and the Kings is going to be a great one. Mike?
Yeah, like, look, Philly looked so dominant yesterday. Embiid, 26 points. He's the big guy in the middle. Philly, like you said, Philly did what we expect him to do. Boston did, minus the rant that I had at the end of the day. I just didn't like their effort in the second half. I didn't really think the game was in all that much jeopardy. But look, Boston blew a 28-point lead earlier, you know, in the year. So, you know, my mindset is like, okay, just get through this game and then just put your foot down. And look, JB, as we all call him as Celtic fans, Jaylen Brown, once again, 28 points with the mask, or 29 points with the mask. Tatum had a great first half. They score, what, 74, I believe, in the first half. They look good. Smart's back. If Boston ever gets rid of Smart, there's going to be riots in the streets. I swear to God, he is the heart and soul of that team, Marcus Smart. And then, like you said, I agree with you absolutely 100%. With the New York Knicks and Cleveland Cavalier series. I think this is going to be a great series. It's going to be a fun series. And yeah, you brought up a point that I was going to bring up about Jalen Brunson and Dallas. I'm sorry, Mark Cuban, you look stupid not signing Jalen Brunson to a contract, because how well did it work out with Kyrie? That's all I'm saying. And then Golden State and Sacramento. I'm with you, Dorf. I got Sactown winning this series. Like, they have a lot to prove. They don't want to show like there's some flash in the pan, regular season kind of team. And to me, they're not. And you look, Golden State's going to have to win on the road at some point, because to move on, to defend this title, you got to win on the road. And they were absolutely 100% pathetic on the road this year. So if today can match yesterday, it's going to be a lot of fun, my man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And let's kind of dive into this a little bit, because you know what? When we talk about the Kings and we talk about the Warriors, bro, there's something here. There's familiarity, right?
Yep.
Because where was Mike Brown before he was in Sacramento?
Golden State.
I almost, in a weird way, dude, you know what? maybe advantage Mike Brown. I'm sorry, you know, like we talk about Steve Kerr, we talk about Ty Lue, right? They're two of the better coaches. Mike Brown knows the ins and outs of the Golden State Warriors, man. In a weird way, I'm telling you right now, man, advantage Mike Brown and the Sacramento Kings. He has the familiarity with how they do things in that organization. And you know what? Steve Kerr may know Mike Brown and he may know his tendencies, but he hasn't been around this Sacramento King team. He hasn't been around De'Aaron Fox and the way that this dude plays. And he hasn't been around Sabonis and the way that he plays and how he can get shots up and how he can get to the freaking free throw line. And he struggled at the free throw line too. Like, let's not make any mistake about that. I think if the Kings shoot a little bit better from the free throw line, this game isn't as close as it is.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So and to your point about the Warriors winning on the road, I think they won 9 times, okay? So if we're expecting a freaking miracle out of these people, I think you all are nuts, okay? You're nuts. The Golden State Warriors are who they are. They were a lousy team on the road. They ain't going to just snap out of this. However, I will say this. I do like what Andrew Wiggins brought. He looked pretty good for a guy that's been out as long as he has, right? So that can be a good thing. Look, I'm not going to be surprised if Golden State wins this, okay? I'm going out on a limb and I'm taking the Kings because of, like, what you said. They had a great season, man. I don't want to see their season come short. I don't want to see that happen to them, okay? I really don't. They deserve to have a decent run in the playoffs. That's the way I feel. Okay, so now, because the way I feel, they got to go out there and prove it on the basketball floor. I think winning game one was a huge step in that direction, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. It was a huge step. I mean, look, they're a team on the rise. They're a team with a coach, like you said, that knows the ins and outs of Golden State, how they do things, the roster, how the players like to play while they're out there on the court. So, you know, that kind of knowledge, that kind of advantage is just so key in a series like this when you're the Sacramento Kings, who are trying to do something, trying to make that run in the playoffs. And look, we got another team today that's trying to do something, trying to show people that they're just not all talk and bluster, and that's the Memphis Grizzlies and the Los Angeles Lakers today. Look, what do you expect out of the games today minus the Bucks and the Heat? I expect your Bucks to go all over, just run all over the Miami Heat today. I just do. I think Giannis gets 30 while he's sleepwalking kind of deal. But the Clips, the Suns, we got Minnesota and Denver, and then we got Memphis and LA. And how does Dylan Brooks match up with LeBron James? Is he going to be, you know, like some people say, and I've seen, like, the new agitator for LeBron James?
Yeah, I mean, look, the games, I think these are the better games, you know, the Lakers and the Grizzlies, right? That's going to be a fun series. The Bucks and the Heat shouldn't be a good series, but you just never know. Like, Jimmy Butler right. could be the best player on the court one game, right? He could. Tyler Hero could go off. So they have some things that potentially could give Milwaukee some problems, but I don't see it. The Clippers and Suns, I'm really intrigued to see what the Clippers are going to bring. No PG-13. They're a decent team on the road. Like, they're over 500. So, and the Suns were, I mean, dude, 28-13 at home that's not world beaters. So they're gettable. The T-Wolves and the Nugs, like, you always say this. You always talk about dudes, right? The T-Wolves got dudes, right, man. They got dudes. So I expect that to be a better series than people think. I don't think they're winning it, but I do think they could challenge the Nuggets a little bit. All right, we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, for hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf, hanging out with me, tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Always give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Dude likes football, if you didn't know. I would be Dorf on Sports. I guess I just like myself. Facebook is Dorf on Sports. IG is the real Dorf on Sports there, baby. Hey, if you're not having fun making fun of yourself, you're not having fun at all, Mike Wilson. Okay, my friend, so anything you need to get off your chest before we get out of here this hour? Hour number two on the horizon, like I said, we've got Alex Raimundo, part of the original Latin Kings of Comedy. He'll be out here in Phoenix, Arizona, April 27th. One show, one night, stand-up live. So I don't know if you've ever been there. Oh, yeah, I've taken you to stand-up live, so I know you've been there. Anyways, great club, yeah. Fantastic seating, fantastic viewing, and one of the best comics that you probably will see in a long, long time, Alex Raimundo, a great friend of mine, a friend of the program, and I've known the dude for like 20 years. So really, really good dude. That's what I got to say to get out of here. Anything on your chest that you need to get out?
Yeah, hey, look, our professor of sports, John Poulter, brought his name up that he talked briefly about the Baltimore Orioles and Adley Rutschman. He had opening day, it was 5-for-5. He had a walk-off home run the other day. He's playing great ball, and we all know where he went to school. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Oregon Beaver State University. Go Beavs.
Beavertown, baby. You gotta love that. All right. Hour number one is in the books, people. That means hour number one is rising. Alex Raimundo, more sports, more fun, more Mike Wilson, more Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out here, as always, on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, people. We'll be right back.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Abortion rights supporters gather on the steps of the Supreme Court to rally for continued access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Following the decision by Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito to block a Texas judge's ruling that would have stopped distribution of the drug nationwide, the ruling allows the court time to decide whether to issue a longer stay. It was 10 years ago this weekend that three people were killed and more than 260 injured when two pressure cooker bombs went off at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. There was a somber procession and ceremony held on Saturday. Security for tomorrow's race is said to be extremely tight. In Alabama, police now say at least four people are dead and more than 20 others were injured after a mass shooting at a birthday party. Bullets flew at a dance studio northeast of Montgomery. Few details being released about suspects or possible motive. And six others were shot in Louisville, too fatally. It's the city's second mass shooting in less than a week. They're calling it a crisis of compassion. Here's John Schaefer.
COVID burnout. It may lead to a national nursing shortage. A study by the National Council of State Boards of Nursing found that one-fifth of the nation's nurses are planning to quit their jobs due to COVID burnout. An additional 100,000 left the profession during the COVID pandemic. For most, they say money is not the issue. They say there needs to be a fundamental change in healthcare so that nurses aren't bogged down with patients who could be helped by telemedicine.
In the NBA playoffs, Sacramento wins their first playoff game in nearly 17 years, taking down Golden State 126-123. New York hangs on to beat Cleveland 101-97. Celtics over the Hawks 112-99. And the 76ers take care of Brooklyn 121-101. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Congress returns to Washington this week with one big item on the agenda. Financial experts are warning that the federal government could face a historic default that would crash the economy this summer if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling, something Republicans insist they will not vote for without deep spending cuts. President Biden insists the $31.4 trillion debt ceiling would only be raised but wouldn't address any spending issues. Taxes are due on Tuesday. If you have yet to file your taxes, you should know there are better tax credits available tied to the Inflation Reduction Act.
IRS spokesperson Eric Smith says there's been improved tax credits when it comes to making clean energy improvements to your home.
If you're putting in solar electric, solar water heaters, wind energy, those kinds of alternative energy property, there's a credit normally 30% of what you spend. people can take advantage of that. Even if you haven't done that, it's something that you might want to take a look at for the future.
Now, there's also credits for purchasing electric vehicles.
Some of them have varied depending upon when you bought it in 2022.
There has been a credit for other home improvements over the past years, including energy-efficient windows, doors, and a heat pump, for example. But they have had a lifetime tax credit limit. Smith says those limits are changing for the 2023 tax season. I'm Scott Pringle.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, baby, they're here. 68 days of play-in or playoff basketball has arrived. And believe me, people, it is delivering. It is delivering in a way we like and we want to see. We saw some good action day one. Day two is upon us. The Milwaukee Bucks will be in action. The Phoenix Suns will be in action. You got the Denver Nuggets in action. It's going to be a hell of a day, man. You got the Los Angeles Lakers and the Memphis Grizzlies. What a day for NBA hoops, Mike Wilson.
Oh, it's going to be a fantastic day for NBA hoops. And I'm really intrigued with this Memphis-LA Laker series. I mean, look, the Lakers are a 7th seed, but they don't view themselves as an underdog. I look at them as an underdog just because your record is what your record is and what you've shown us all year. So, but on the other side, can Memphis get this done? Can they win? Can they bust LeBron and the Lakers?
We'll find out. And speaking of finding things out on the other side, Alex Raimundo, baby, one of the original Latin kings of comedy and a good friend of ours, more in particularly mine, but that's only because you don't know him, Mike, and if you did, trust me, y'all would be buddies too. Anyways, we got to take a pause for that cause. We'll come back with Alex Raimundo on the other side. Who in the hell knows what we're going to talk to him about, but we're going to have a whole heck of a lot of fun. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, If you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it up on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough with the phones already. Put them down and pay attention, or pay the price. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, people. Andy Dorf, get at us a couple few different ways. If you'd like, you can holler 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, brother, it brings me nothing but great pleasure to bring on our next guest, American comedian. He is part of the original Latin Kings of Comedy. He's a good friend of mine. That's the most important thing to me, to be honest with you, the relationship that I've been able to establish with Alex over the years. So it brings me nothing but great pleasure and an honor to bring on Alex Raimundo. Alex, good morning, my friend.
Sounds fantastic and good to hear your voice.
Brother, it's been too long. What is it? Has it been like a year since I took you out on the tennis court and ran you around and busted up those old knees, or what?
My knees are still hurting. I was just telling somebody about that. And I think it's been a little over a year, my friend. I think it's been just slightly over. But I'm coming back. I'm coming back to the Phoenix area. And as you know, I'm playing for the first time. I've always done that Tempe Improv. And I'm doing the Stand Up Live, which is their sister club. And I'm excited to do it. I'm excited to see it. I've never even walked in that room.
For real? You've never been to Stand? I did not. That is something I didn't know, my friend. Dude, it's an awesome room. a lot. The setup is obviously the same because the way that they do things now. But ultimately, bro, you're gonna love it. It's fantastic. You are absolutely gonna light that place up like you light every single place up that you go, bro.
Well, and you know what? Everybody listening, I'm there for one night, one show, and we have a Thursday. It's usually that I'm there for the weekend. But it's just something that fit in my schedule, fit in their schedule. So it's a one night, one show only situation. So get your tickets now because I'm having a whole lot of fun this year, and I can't wait to have it there.
Like Alex is saying, April 27th is the night. The showtime is 8 p.m. Go to standuplive.com. That's how you can get your tickets. Really, really simple. Or I believe, Alex, they can get them right off of your website, correct?
Yeah, you sure can. You go to alexcomedy.com and just search down in the tour dates. Just scroll down. You'll see the Phoenix date. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how far your reach is there, Andy, but I'm talking to somebody of doing a show on the 29th, and we'll announce this Monday or Tuesday if we do it, and that's in Prescott, which is I believe like an hour 20 north of Phoenix.
Yep, you're right on it, bro. You're right on it. Yeah. So, will you be? Hey, Mike, is that where Whiskey Row is? Is that Prescott?
Oh yeah, no, that is exactly where Prescott is. And the way I drive, I can get up there in about an hour.
Nice.
But it's Alex, you're gonna love Prescott. It's a great town with a great downtown, little scene, small town kind of feel to it, but it's going to be a good time for you.
Well, I tell you, it's not confirmed yet, but this is when I said earlier, when I alluded to how much fun I'm having on the road right now. I've kind of gone back to my earlier days. I've got that tour bus, and I'm hitting town to town instead of just going to Phoenix and flying back to my hometown of Kentucky, and then flying back to wherever, Denver, and then going somewhere else. Dig this. I'm in a hotel last week in California, San Jose, California, 6:03 a.m. The alarm goes off. We have to evacuate the hotel. And so, you walk out in the parking lot, and there's just people standing there, some in blankets, some in briefcases. Anyway, it's just in my career, this has happened to me twice now where we've had to evacuate a hotel. But I'm standing out there, I can't help, even if it's 6:03 a.m. or 6:11 by the time I got out there, I see a crowd of people, and I'm thinking, I could work this area. and I look at the people, and just to have a sense of humor that early, I said, everybody, I just wanted to talk to y'all about Amway, and everybody started chuckling. And then some other guy that was there, he goes, holy crap, this is the second time I've been evacuated. And both times there was someone famous, and I don't consider myself famous, but he knew who I was. And so I start talking to that guy, and turns out he's a power line worker. He's a power line worker that goes to remote places across the country, but he doesn't places where nothing else can get to. And but I end up hanging out and talking with this guy. And before you know it, I'm talking about my schedule, and he tells me, oh man, the people that own my company have a place in Prescott, and before we know it, we're talking to them, and I think we're going to throw this date together. But the fun I'm having is what I'm, Andy, I don't think I've even told you about this. I've got my own comedy network that's getting ready to launch on streaming television. Everybody write this down. It's really simple. RTH TV, Rock RTH the Harbor. TV. RTH TV. If you have an Android or if you have a iPhone, you just go to your app and go RTH TV, and you can even get it on your computer by going to RTH.TV. And they've got all kinds of channels. They got a golf channel, Andy. They got a tennis channel. They got U.S. diving. They just all kinds of social life. But they did not have a comedy. And I know these guys because that's who we did the quarantine concert series when we were all into quarantine because of COVID. But now they've kind of upped their game to television. And so my channel is going to be called On Comedy. And what I'm doing is I'm traveling the nation, and I'm just encountering people everywhere I go, like I do. but I'm meeting them with a number one tequila, and we're just having fun. Whether I'm doing a comedy show, a golf tournament, a music festival. Right now, I'm standing in southeastern part of New Mexico on a friend's piece of property. He's got 160 acres. He had a wedding here last night. I don't know anybody at this wedding, but I crashed it. there's probably 11 RVs hooked up because my buddy has a beautiful piece of property right on the Black River. And I've got a tequila in my hand right now, everybody. I just walked out of the bar. The bar to do this interview. But that's what I'm kind of trying to showcase. I'm trying to show everybody.
Awesome.
Hey, everywhere I go, I have fun. We're documenting. It's basically like a journal of everything I do. And we're just trying to have fun with it. So if you see my tour bus, it says number one tequila, got the big old American flag flying off the side. If you see me, know that there's a party following and we're going to have some fun. So
I freaking love that idea. I love that idea, Alex. That is fantastic. I'm looking at it right now online, the RTHTV. Yeah, this is freaking cool stuff, brother. That is awesome. Congratulations on that. You mentioned the number one tequila, which, by the way, you remember a couple weeks ago I shoot you that picture because my girlfriend and I went to Total Wine, my friend. We went to Total Wine. They've got you. They've got you in Phoenix, Arizona. He is hooked up. You can get number one tequila here in Phoenix, Arizona, people. How many states are you in now with that?
We're now in 40 states. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
We're in 40 states.
Nice.
Do this. Total Wine, of course, where they're a great partner of ours across the nation. In Arizona, you can also find us at all Walgreens liquor stores. You can also find us at Nana's Kitchen, which is a small little, I think you guys know where Nana's is, but they have a package license, so you can buy bottles on the go, and I think that's the only place right now that has the Juan in a Million bottle, which was a limited edition. We only made 3,000 of those bottles, and I believe there's only like 4 of those bottles in the state of Arizona right now. But you can go to Nana's Kitchen, and not only that, you can get a great meal at Nana's Kitchen. I'm thinking they're in Tucson. Phoenix.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, my bad. But again, hey, I'm drinking tequila already. It's 9:30 in the morning.
And by the way, Tucson's a very short drive, people. So you know, if you have
it, that one in a million bottle, it's worth the drive. But dig this news: we're about to step into. By the end of the month, we'll be in BevMo's in Arizona as well.
Awesome. Fan-freaking-tastic, man. And by the way, I have consumed the number one tequila myself, so I can tell you people firsthand, this is fantastic stuff, okay? This is no joke. It's legit. It's real. Alex, do you have a few more minutes that you want to spend with us after the break?
I do, and I can hear the music for the break, and I should just say this before we go to the break. Everybody, we are not a money grab. We are not one of those new tequilas. We've been doing this for 14 years. Me and Ron own and operate it, and it is the real deal. It's tequila the way it should be. I just wanted to say that.
Hey, let's talk
I don't want people
bit more
to think
about
it,
that. But let's talk more about that and some other things on the other side. Alex Raimundo hanging out with us here. We're lucky to have him. Dude's amazing, okay? Fantastic stuff that he's working on. We got to keep talking to him about it. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, for hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Everybody, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Lucky enough to have a friend of the program, just a great guy, to be honest with you, man. I can't tell you how much fun I've had just hanging out with Alex Raimundo. We talk about like all kinds of things, Mike, man. Like the last time he was here, we're on the tennis court. We get done after I'm breaking his knees for a while. We're sitting down on the court, and I think we sat there, what, Alex, maybe a half hour, 45 minutes. We were talking about life. It was relatively fresh for me when my mom had passed away, and I was talking to you about certain things and the way that life was and this and that and the other. And I got to tell you, bro, it was so helpful just to sit there and talk to you and just kind of like spill my guts to somebody when, you know, I was kind of down at that time, a little bit depressed, a little down with life. And it was a really, really good meeting of the minds, if you know what I mean.
No, you know what? I remember it well. The sun was perfect, right? Even though we had just played and we were enjoying that moment. And that's what I'm, you know, it touches me a little bit to hear you say that, because I remember the conversation now, and that's what we're here for each other, you know, and anybody listening, you know. I know we get busy in life, but take the time to really listen to what's happening around you. It's important. It's important.
Yeah. No, bro, that was, honestly, man, I can't even tell you. It was extremely powerful and meaningful to me that you and I shared that. Like it really meant something to me, bro. So
that's cool.
If you can't tell, Alex and I are friends, Mike. Like I text him here and there. I try not to get in too much into your business, bro, because I know you're a busy guy. But like I truly feel like I can reach out to you if I need to. I feel like I can do that. So even if I can't, I'm going to. Okay.
Well, absolutely you can. Absolutely, you can. And we had a lot of good times. But you know what? You're right. Me and you have been on the air before. You've come to my shows almost every time I'm around. You know, you see that nonsense and the fun I have and the chaos that surrounds it, and which is fun. But you're right. Those times that we just hang and talk is where it's real.
That's the most meaningful stuff that we've ever done, to be honest with you. So the other stuff is hella fun, bro. Don't get me wrong, but that was meaningful, and that really meant something to me, like no joke. Okay, so really powerful stuff, and that's when I knew that you and I were brothers, man. Like we are gonna be friends until the day that you and I pass away. That's the truth.
And that's the thing. You know, we're all gonna. You know, you were going through that with your mom. I had obviously lived through that with my dad. And I, you know, hey, we're here to assist each other. You know.
Absolutely. So let's talk about assisting each other a little bit now and kind of helping people understand a little bit behind your tequila, because we did kind of start mentioning that before we went to a break. So tell us how it all started. Tell people how it all started.
Well, the tequila itself started. It's a century old story. The family that produces the tequila that we the shelves in the U.S. called Number is a family called the Rivera family, and they own and operate the Revesca distillery, and they're out of a little town called Amatitan, Jalisco, which is the heart of tequila country, literally 2 kilometers from the original town of tequila. So it's where it all began, and I was fortunate enough to be, well, and now let's go to my story. I've been drinking tequila since I was 16 and or 9:02 a.m. this morning. However you want to look at it, which, by the way, everybody, you can sip tequila and you can enjoy. And I'm in a party setting. I'm in a 2-day wedding situation right now. So, but I have been drinking tequila all that time. And as my comedy career, you know, began, evolved, and flourished, my tequila choices got better and better. And then one day I was just down in Mexico drinking with my dear friend, Ron White, who I've known since the beginning of stand-up, literally. Ron's, I think you know this story, Andy. The first time Ron ever did stand-up, he walked up to the bar, amateur night, first time he's ever doing it, and he goes to the bar before he goes on stage, orders a Budweiser, a shot of tequila, and I was the bartender. That's where Tater and I met each other. We became immediate friends, and I was just with Ron this weekend in California, you know, promoting our tequila and doing what we have to do. But Ron, very much a famous Scotch drinker at that time, when we went to Mexico, and I just wanted to go to tequila country and enjoy what I love. And we stumbled across this little distillery who now has been there for, as farmers, a century, as distillers about 65 years at the time, and when I drank their tequila, I just was blown away, because I know most labels, a lot of them I like, a lot of them I don't like, but when I drank this one, I was just blown away. I'd never had a label that I liked everything they made, and in Mexico, it's called Regalo de Dios, which means gift from God, which is exactly what it's been, and when I consumed it, I looked at the man, I said, best tequila I've ever had, every bit of it. And then I just asked him. I said, "Look, I'm a comedian. I drink tequila on stage. I'm kind of famous, but my buddy here is really famous. And by the way, Ron looked at me and said, that's not the best tequila I've ever had. That's the best drink of liquor I've ever had." And then we asked him, "What do you call this in America?" And he just let us know it does not have a U.S. presence. And being business guys and having a little bit of an audience and being that we wanted to drink it, we were like, you know what? At least we can't do this. It's like when you share something, you can't not share it. He gave us the right to do it, and he didn't do it right away. We had to literally convince him that our word was good, and my word was that I would put the same heart and passion into speaking of this tequila as he does into making it. And that's really all it is. To this day, as we grow and grow and grow, and we're not Brown-Forman, we're not Jack Daniels, we're not Tito's, we don't have that budget. This is the Alex and Ron project. It's our budget. You know, we have a few partners, but Ron and I still are the majority. We own and operate it, and we really look at it as we're just sharing something beautiful with everybody, and that's the story of Number One Tequila, and I hope you share it. The day you do consume it, that is, anybody listening who has consumed it is probably going, he's right, it's the best tequila I've ever had. And when you drink it, you're gonna go, oh my God, he wasn't kidding, you know. And so we're on a mission. We're on a mission from God, as Dan Aykroyd would say. From Animal,
I love
House. Or no, it wasn't Animal House, it's Blues Brothers, forgive me.
Again, I can speak on this, because I buy the tequila. So I'm telling you right now, people, it's good stuff. It's quality, and you guys have won awards with your stuff. So it's right up there with some of the best, right or wrong?
know, two bronze, two silver, gold, and a platinum. And you know what, it's the best out there. There are plenty of there's other tequilas that are just as gorgeous, and everybody's palate's different. You might like this one, you might prefer Highland tequilas, which are a little more floral than mine is a little more earthy because of the lowland, but everybody's palate is different. But I guarantee you can't consume mine and not recognize the truth that it is, and the fact that they will not compromise integrity for mass production, which is really what's happening in tequila. I was reading something the other day. I mean, it's the fastest growing spirit across the world. It looks like it's going to surpass vodka consumption, which is huge, within the next 3 years. But that's just because people are starting to be educated and knowing that, hey, it's not what you threw up on in high school. I'm just talking about the spirit tequila, not just mine. But it's a beautiful spirit. It's the better choice of the buzz you're chasing. You know, it's as far as your health goes, and people are starting to recognize that. And there's plenty of tequilas out there for a money grab, and we're not a money grab. There's plenty of them that are cutting corners and doing all kinds of things. I would say this, just like politics, do your own research. Don't believe what everybody's telling you. Do your own research, and then make your own decision. And but I would ask you this: give number one tequila a try, and then just look at me and go, "Oh my God, you're right. You're right."
I agree. People, I'm telling you, the words he's saying are absolutely true. Alex, I'm going to do this right now. We're setting this up so we can talk to you next week. Right now, is that cool? Can we
absolutely
set up right now? Because we need to get you on next Sunday, because you'll be here the following Thursday. Stand up live, like we talked about, just one night, people. Thursday night, 8 p.m. show. Get your tickets on what is it? AlexRaimundo.com.
It's AlexRaimundo.com, but because everybody has a hard time spelling that, you can also go to AlexComedy.com. Takes you to the same place. And by the way, everybody, I'm not this serious on stage. You know, I just we get passionate about the tequila. I'm going to drink my bottle right out of the bottle when you see me. But come
see
the show, because
we're
having a whole lot of fun.
I'm going to drink it with you if that's okay, brother.
I'm going to have a chair for Andy right on the stage with me, and every time I take a sip, he's going to take a sip.
I love it. Hey, Alex, appreciate you, brother. I'll touch base with you during the week, and we'll hook up next week, and we'll wrap again, my friend.
Andy, good talking to you always. Michael, take care, brother. And Phoenix, Arizona, te guacho pronto, and I hope to see you el día 27. Vamos a divertirnos. I'm gonna tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth according to me. Okay,
everybody? I love it, brother. I love it.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328.
That's 800-293-0328.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Been a great show, man. I mean, sometimes we get a little bit diverted and we get away from sports. And quite frankly, Mike, that's okay, man, because life is life, you know. And when you got friends like Alex Mundo, comedians and people like that that are going to be in town and can kind of share their story and just have fun a little bit, it's okay to kind of break away. But with that being said, my friend, it's time to get back into it, bro. I mean, we started breaking down the NBA playoffs. We started to talk about the Bucks, the Heat coming up here in a while. We started to talk about the Clippers and the Suns. We started to talk about the T-Wolves and the Nuggets and obviously the Lakers and the Grizz, who will get everything started off for us today, right? So let's kind of break these things down because we've already talked about the Eastern Conference and we only really think there's one good series there. It's Cleveland and New York. The other ones should go status quo as far as I'm concerned. So Philly should win, obviously, and so should Boston, right? I'm going to assume the Bucks should win, but let's break this stuff down. Lakers and Grizz, what say you about this series?
Well, look, I mean, it's two teams that if they both could lose to me, I would be happy, but we all know that that's not a possibility. Being a Celtic guy, look, you don't root for your arch rival. You just don't do it. So I'm rooting for, kind of hesitantly with Memphis with this. I think Memphis should win this. I think they have the better talent and depth than the Lakers do, but
even with their injuries, are you sure?
Even with LeBron, even with AD, I know they have the injuries. I still think Memphis can beat the Lakers. Now, beyond that, I don't think Memphis can win much. I don't know, and I don't think Memphis goes to the Western Conference Finals. They haven't done it in the past. They haven't shown me that they can do it. So until they do it, they haven't. But I give them a slight edge. They'll have the home court with the Lakers. The Lakers are playing better ball for sure. I mean, they played better ball once LeBron came back from injury. But look, Lakers are like a hangnail away from with AD from just being LeBron and the LeBronettes. With the Lakers. So it's one of those things that this series really could go either way. But I'm pulling for Memphis to knock off LA, and I think they can do it by the slimmest of margins, even with their injuries. But it's going to be tough. Andy, it's certainly going to be entertaining. I mean, we've talked about numerous series that we think they're going to be fun, they're going to be entertaining. This is certainly one of those.
I would agree. I mean, at the end of the day, what do we want to see? We want to see competition. We're going to get that.
Right.
Okay. LeBron James, say what you want about this guy. You know, this is, I'm going to tell you something funny, okay? So I'm sitting here yesterday at home and we're watching the games, right? And we're talking about things. And, you know, Ashton comes in and he starts talking about the game, right? And we're talking about the Lakers playing the Grizzlies. And he says something along the lines of, you know, I'm tired of watching LeBron James lay on the ground whining and complaining and collecting dust. I thought it was hysterical, okay? So with that being said, I don't think LeBron James lays on the floor and collects dust, but I do think there's a point to what he said.
Right.
He does complain a lot, right? And he does whine and he does moan. Right. So, what I would say is this, okay? Can Ja Morant be the best player on the floor in this series, in your opinion?
Absolutely, he can be. Yeah, look, you take all the off court stuff away. You can make the argument that if it's not LeBron, it's him. You know, so it's one of those things where Ja, to a certain extent, kind of has to put the team on his back. If he is as good as people think he is, this is his moment to show people, look, I can take down the king. I can be better than the king. I can do this. I can do that. I can move us on down into the playoffs where we may not have been ever.
So, all right. So, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish your thought, and then
I was just going to say. I mean, just finishing my thought. Look, if Ja is that good, he can do this, and we're going to see if he is that good. To take down an AD LeBron-led team and to see how far they go. I mean, Ja is arguably, a top five guy in the league.
Sure. So let me ask you this. Because in my opinion, in my head, the way that I'm seeing this series play out, it's going to play out very similar to the Kings and the Warriors, okay?
Right.
And what I mean by that is this. We're either going to have this older group of guys led by LeBron and Anthony Davis get through, and we're going to have more of the usual suspects, okay? And the same thing can be said about the Warriors and the Kings. We're going to have this group that's, as people keep wanting to tell me, and I keep saying, I don't give a rat's you know what, they've won four championships together, that Golden State Warrior team, right? Okay,
right.
So I don't care. I just don't care anymore, because what my eyes are telling me is that the Grizzlies and the Kings have the ability to beat the Lakers and the Warriors. I want that to happen, Mike, okay? And I'll tell you why. Because I'm tired of seeing LeBron James and I'm tired of seeing Steph Curry always get to the finals, okay? So getting some new blood, in my humble opinion, that's good for the NBA. And when are the Memphis Grizzlies going to step up? When are they going to be a team that can get out of the first round and do some damage? When is Denver and the Joker going to wind up winning and moving on and getting out of the Western Conference? We need to have that happen, my friend, okay? And then on the other side, like, I'm going to put it in perspective. There's nobody capable in the Eastern Conference besides Milwaukee or Boston, and maybe an outside shot of Philadelphia, okay? So what do I think? I think the chaos is in the Western Conference, my friend. Like, could the Grizzlies lose to the Lakers? Sure. Do I want that to happen? Hell freaking no, okay? Could the Clippers beat the Suns? Probably not, but is it more likely that series gets stretched to 7 or it ends in 5? I would say it's more likely that they could stretch it to 7 than it ends in 5. And that would be all because of Ty Lue and the great coaching that he has and he can be without PG-13. Like, they're still going to battle. You look at the Timberwolves and the Nuggets. I don't think this should be close, Mike, but like you say, I'm stealing your thought. They got dudes, bro. They got dudes. And I freaking love Mike Conley, okay? Mike Conley there is such a steadying force. This dude, He was as cool as the other side of the pillow the other day, right? He hits that first one barely, and then the next two go right in. And yes, they lost that game, but at the end of the day, they came back, they beat OKC, and now they got a shot to go and battle with the Nuggets.
No, look, you're absolutely right. And, you know, we kind of harping on, you know, the Memphis and Lakers series. And let's not forget about Jaren Jackson either. Like, right. You know,
since you just said that, is that dude going to be in foul trouble the whole series? How tightly are they going to be blowing the whistle on him, right?
Right. That was my immediate next thought was Jaren Jackson's a walking double double. Like, let's not make any mistake about that. He's a walking double double. But you are exactly right, and once again, you stole my thought, Dorf. Come on, man.
My bad.
About him? No, it's all good. It's all good. You great minds think alike, brother. True. But how close? Right? How close are they going to call this? Because you and I both know the stars get the call. And I don't know if Jaren Jackson is in that star category. We know if you breathe on Steph or you breathe on LeBron, they're going to blow the whistle just like they did for MJ and Magic and Bird back in the day. Like, okay, it's just the way it is. And people that want to complain about it, they're looking for something to complain about because it's always been this way. It's always going to be this way. Just get used to it. Just deal with it, you know, and take your drama to your therapist. So the next part of this is, you know, we haven't talked about our hometown team all that much.
Nope.
Can KD get these guys to the finals and win it all and finally kind of shake that? Well, okay, he won his titles, but he won them with Golden State with house money. Like, you know, can he do this with PG with PG3 or you know who I'm talking about, Chris Paul,
KD,
CP3,
with KD and CP3 and Devin Booker.
Right.
Here, so to your point, okay? Yes. The Phoenix Suns are absolutely capable of getting out of the Western Conference. The one thing that I think is going to hurt them potentially is the lack of depth. We know what they're going to get out of their four guys: DA, KD, CP3, and D Book. Okay, we know what they're going to get. There's a lot of X factors, like Wainwright. What's he going to give them? Biombo, how's he going to come back? Campaign. To me, there's more questions than answers when it comes to the bench for the Phoenix Suns. The answers are all in that starting lineup. They're really good. We know that. And here's the other thing. In the postseason, you shorten your roster a lot, right? So how many minutes will guys be able to go? And speaking of that, I got to say, you know, I want to get this in because we're almost out of here, right? My concern for the Milwaukee Bucks is the health of Chris Middleton throughout the whole freaking playoffs, okay? And I'm going to say this, Mike. If they can get every other game out of him, because I'm telling you, there's no way in my mind that dude's going to be able to play 28 games, okay? So if they can get 14 to, 18 games out of him, and he has to sit out a few here and there, I'll take it if he can be at his best. It's going to be an interesting playoff run for everybody. We know that, okay? So ultimately, I think this is the better day where we could have more games that are competitive. However, don't be shocked or surprised. Like, the Grizzlies are awesome at home, bro. That's the best team in the league at home, okay? So if they have a huge advantage at home, don't be shocked. The Bucks, they're pretty good at home too, but they've had a few slip-ups, right? It's going to be hard for certain teams to win on the road. Going to be tough. I hear the music. I guess that means we got to get the heck out of here and obviously come back with our final thoughts like we always do. So a lot to get into for next week, too. And we're going to continue, obviously, getting through the NBA playoffs. And NHL hockey playoffs are coming, too. So keep it close, everybody. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back like we always do with our parting shots. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Couple things before we go to our parting shots. Get at us a couple few different ways. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion on Twitter. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it is the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, got to thank the real John Poulter who joined us in hour number one talking NHL hockey and Major League Baseball. Alex Raimundo, comedian, friend of mine. He'll be in town April 27th at Stand Up Live. You can get your tickets, standuplive.com or alexraimundo.com or alexcomedy.com, as he said, since people have trouble spelling his name. One night, one show, 8 p.m., April 27th. Get your tickets, people. I'm telling you, it's going to be fun as all hell. Okay, Mike, parting shot time. Before you get yours, I just got to say this. This is an interesting stat that I ran upon. 67% of the teams that shot more three-pointers, not necessarily made more three-pointers, but shot more three-pointers, won the basketball game all season long in the NBA. Who are the two teams that shoot the most three-pointers? Do you know?
I have no clue.
Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks, baby. So get used to it, my friends. If you take them, you might make them. Anyways, you're up, buddy. Parting shot time.
Hey, I got a couple of things real quick. A little shout out to my daughter who listens to us pretty regularly, Andy, but she was listening to one. Alex was on there about tequila. She's had some experiences with tequila, and she's like, hearing him talk about sipping it out 9:30 in the morning, she's like, that's a mood. Secondly, go Celtics. Let's get this done. Let's get Banner 18. That's what it's all about, is Banner 18 for us Celtics fans.
All right, my parting shot is Milwaukee Bucks. Let's start that cruise on through to the NBA Finals, baby. For Mike Wilson, Robert, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.